Chapter 5. How do we get across the sea? I asked.
We'll sail across. We'll go to the opposite side to move forward, my uncle said.
We don't have a ship to sail, I said.
No, but Hans is building a raft, he said.
Has he already cut down the trees? I asked.
The trees were already cut down, my uncle said.
My uncle led the way to where Hans was working. There was a natural harbour and the raft was already half finished. It was made from fossilised wood. Hans finished the raft the next day. He tied the wood together with the climbing ropes. The sail was an old blanket. We put all our supplies on the raft. We all climbed aboard and set sail.
What's the name of the harbour? I asked.
It doesn't have a name, said my uncle.
I name it Port Grauben, then, I said. My uncle sailed the raft. We lost sight of the shore. There were giant algae in the sea. It slowed us down. The next day, we tried fishing. We caught a prehistoric fish. It looked like a sturgeon, but it was a fish that was only found in fossils on the earth's surface. The fish was blind. It didn't have any eyes or eye sockets.
We'll reach land soon, my uncle said.
The next day there was no land in sight. My uncle was very cross. What's wrong? I said.
The sea is too big. We have already sailed 240 miles and there's no land in sight. We aren't going down. It's wasted time. I didn't come down here for a boat ride on a pond, my uncle said.
The next day, we tried to find the bottom of the sea. Hans and I tied a pickaxe to a rope. We dropped it into the water to see how deep it was. We didn't find the bottom. We pulled the pickaxe out. It had teeth marks on it. We looked at each other. There was a giant monster in the water. We showed the pickaxe to my uncle. The next day, I watched the sea. I was waiting for a monster to attack us. Something moved the raft out of the water and dropped it 100 feet away. There was a giant porpoise in the water. We looked around. There was a large sea lizard on the other side of the ocean, a giant crocodile, and a huge whale. Hans tried to sail away from the giant creatures. They were much bigger than animals on the earth's surface. Hans turned, and there was a giant tortoise and a sea serpent. There was no way to escape.
There are only two animals, said Hans. The animals were fighting each other. One was the ichthyosaurus. It had the head of a lizard, the tail of a whale, body of a porpoise, and teeth like a crocodile. The other was a plesiosaurus. It was a sea serpent with the shell of a turtle. They didn't see us. They were too busy fighting each other. The ichthyosaurus killed the plesiosaurus and went back to the bottom of the sea. The following day, there was a roaring sound. My uncle said, "It sounds like a waterfall." Hans climbed the mast. He saw a column of water. We sailed towards it. It was a geyser on an island. My uncle and I explored the island. There was nothing apart from the geyser. My uncle named it Axel Island. There was a storm the following day. My uncle didn't let us take down the sail or the mast. The storm blew us across the sea. My uncle was knocked over. Hans steered the raft. The storm went on for 4 days. On the third day, the mast broke and the sail flew away with the mast. We were all very scared. A ball of lightning came out of the sky. The raft hit some rocks. Hans carried me out of the sea. He carried my uncle too. He also saved our supplies from the sea. It was still raining. Hans made a shelter for us. We went to sleep. In the morning, the storm was over. We ate breakfast and tried to work out where we were. We looked at the compass. It said we were back where we started. My uncle was so angry.
Repair the raft! We're going to sea again, my uncle said.
We can't. We can't sail on the sea like this, I said.
My uncle ignored me.
We explored the shore and Hans repaired the raft. We found a graveyard, which was full of old bones. There were many dinosaur skeletons.
Axel, look, a human skull, my uncle shouted.
I looked at the bones. There was more than a human skull. There was a whole skeleton. My uncle was very excited. It was proof that man had lived much earlier than scientists believed.